CBS News Brief. Israel sending planes to Amsterdam to fly fans home after what police say were attacks by pro-Palestinian fans after a soccer match. Reporter Lauren Kamato.
Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof said this morning that he had been following the news from Amsterdam with horror and that anti-Semitic attacks on Israelis are completely unacceptable.
President-elect Donald Trump's chosen late NFL great Pat Summerall's daughter for a top spot in his administration. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The transition team announced that Trump's 2024 campaign manager, Susie Wiles, will be named White House Chief of Staff. Wiles would be the first woman ever to hold that position.
Crews battling a massive wildfire north of L.A. are expected to get an assist from the weather today. Ventura County Fire Chief Dustin Gardner.
While the wind dies down, we'll take full advantage of the weather, we'll take full advantage of the lower temperatures, and we'll continue to put as much fire as we can out.
Flames damaged or destroyed nearly 200 homes. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
UW Women's Volleyball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Women's Volleyball team in Madison at the Fieldhouse against the Iowa Hawkeyes. The Badgers in third place in the Big Ten. College basketball, the Badgers men's team with a 79-67 win over Montana State. Head coach Greg Gard says the Badgers' next game is against the Appalachian State Mountaineers Sunday morning at 11.
Quick turnaround here for App State coming in on Sunday. Another good team. Different than what we've seen maybe for the last couple games, but a little bigger.
NBA, the Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz. Andre Jackson Jr. getting his first start, helping out on defense, Damian Lillard.
I thought he had a great game. Disruptor, energy, that's just the kind of player he is, and I think, you know, they felt his presence out there tonight.
The Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. only playing 8 minutes before dropping out in the first half.
Back spasms, yeah. I saw him running down the floor in the second quarter, and I turned and said, he's not running normal. I saw that.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Clouds increasing in the afternoon, 55. And then rain tomorrow night into Sunday. Rain will end by Sunday afternoon with a high on Sunday near 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Rished my entire living room with Lazy Luxury. Everyone keeps asking, is that a Lazy Boy recliner? What they don't know is that my budget allowed me to redecorate for a fraction with free in-home design included. I say yes. At Lazy Boy, customizable fashion and luxury can be this simple.
Lazy decorators love Lazy Boy. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Madison, East Springs Drive near East Town Mall.
The Jim and Rome Show.
I love me some Ant Edwards. This is no secret. But it's also no secret that that dude can be a lot. He said he'd play in the NFL if the Wolves win a ring in the next 3 to 4 years. And not only that, but said that he wants a piece of none other than the king, Derrick Henry. NFL all pros want nothing to do with Derrick Henry in the open field. Ant, keep the king's name out your mouth.
96.7 FM, 1670 AM. The Zone.
Welcome to a Friday. Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee, happy to greet you on this, the 8th day of November. Weather-wise, pretty decent day weather-wise as far as November conditions are concerned. Daytime highs today expected to touch out right around 58 degrees. Sunny skies, little bit of a breeze. Tonight, down to about 36 tomorrow. Good chance of rain in the afternoon, but daytime highs under sunny skies right around 54 degrees. Rain is possible on Sunday, 54, and really into next week. Rain is a part of the forecast, but so are moderate temperatures. We'll find out what Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, has to say about that. He'll join us live in about 15 minutes. We've got 10 pounds. We're trying to put in a 5-pound sack this morning. Want to catch up with another one of our sesquicentennial farm honorees this time around, headed to the Washington County area. Charity Seebecker's got that detail. Stephanie Hoff has been following up on election results and what the voice of agriculture looks like down at the State House. We'll find out about that. And scams are a part of our daily life anymore these days, but they really get amplified during the holidays. Jim Flaherty with AARP of Wisconsin has a couple reminders he wants to share. All that on the way.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like 3 distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good. Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance. But it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind. But the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
I don't know a soul in Wisconsin that's not at least familiar with sauerkraut. Maybe you enjoy it, maybe you avoid it. Whatever it is, you know what it is. But we're going to kind of spin that notion on its head, talking with folks from Flanagan Farm. Now, George, talk a little bit about Flanagan Farm. Now, I'm a kid from Northeast Wisconsin, so I'm well aware of it. I've driven past the plant. Tell me a little bit about the history of Flanagan Farm, though. It's been around for a while.
Yeah. Hi. Hello. Thanks for having me here. Yeah, Flanagan Farm has been around since the 1900s, and it's a very interesting story. It's very native to northern Wisconsin. We're in Bear Creek, where we have our manufacturing facility today, is where the Flanagan in the 1900s started the business. And literally, it is a traditional way that if you find, you know, at your farmer's market, it's how people start this business, usually. It is farm owners that produce cabbage. They have excess production, and they want to find out what to do with the cabbage. And they ferment it. Sauerkraut is delicious. It's traditional, especially here in Wisconsin, the Midwest, and the northern U.S. And they fermented it and then started selling out door-to-door, farmer's market. And in 1908 was the first time that they actually started delivering, and they decided that instead of being farmers, they wanted to be sauerkraut producers. That was 1908, was the first time they did it, and actually started a little factory in 1911 in the same site where we have the factory today. Since then, the brand has always been mostly a local brand. They would initially just deliver within northern Wisconsin, start delivering all the way down to Madison and even northern Illinois, Chicago area become this regional brand. And with time, the Flanagan family and the Downs family, their cousins, took this business to great heights, and it became Great Lakes Grout, GLK, with other brands that are owned by the company that I have the pleasure and the honor to run today. And GLK, through acquisitions of other manufacturers in Wisconsin and Philadelphia, in Ohio and New York, became the largest producer of sauerkraut in North America and in the world. And the factory that is producing all of that sauerkraut is still in the same site where Flanagan Farm started in the 1900s. And the brand today is basically a homage to the founders. It is a brand that takes from family farms here in Wisconsin, processes it where the farm used to be, and today is the manufacturing plant, and then sells nationwide. And the most important thing, sells for an affordable price with always a little twist on the flavor front.
Outstanding. Yeah, we'll get to the flavor front in a minute here. What don't we know about sauerkraut production, George? I'm curious about, it's been a long time since my grandmother made sauerkraut at home. Give people a little perspective. How many acres is Flanagan operating, and how many acres does it take to produce? I don't know. Do you do barrels of sauerkraut? What's your increments that you measure?
Yeah, that's a great question. Sauerkraut is a product that is very easy to make at the kitchen scale, what I call, right? So I make my own sauerkraut at home. We make it, you know, every fall. We make a couple of jars of it and then taste it for a few months afterwards and then wait for next year to make with the fresh cabbage. At an industrial scale, it's very hard to make. We make this in either totes, so they're 1,000-pound totes for our artisanal line, and then we make it also in large tanks, and these tanks can be over 1 million pounds. In total weight. We have the largest production of sauerkraut in the world. We take a lot of cabbage, anywhere between 60,000 tons of cabbage and 90,000 tons of cabbage every year, depending on the crop. And that goes well into the hundreds of acres that we contract, or thousands of acres that we contract with several farmers, sometimes up to 2,000 acres that we contract. And nearly all of it, comes from local farms here in Wisconsin. We have a very tight farmer grower network that we work with year after year after year. We welcome one or two farmers into the network every year as we continue to try to make that good impact in the community.
Now, since you mentioned that you make some of your own in your home, give people a little idea on the rest of the ingredients. If I recall correctly, sauerkraut is a relatively, I guess in this day and time, they call it clean label. Not a lot of ingredients, am I correct?
No, it's extremely simple, extremely healthy, and it's even considered a superfood these days. There's research from the University in Chicago that sauerkraut even helps combat cancer. So there's very significant impact of sauerkraut in your health, not only on the probiotic, the gut health overall, that is very well documented, very well known, but even on your immune system. The ingredients are incredibly simple. It's cabbage and salt, roughly 2%. So let's say if you have 2 pounds of cabbage, you're going to put roughly 20 grams of salt in it. Just shred the cabbage, put the salt on, mash that with your hands, put it in a jar. It has to be pretty tight packed in the jar, and forget about it for about a month. And then you're going to have sauerkraut full of probiotics, really good, really healthy. And it's really easy to make at home. Just what I described, cabbage and salt. And from what you said, I mean, in this environment today with a lot of people concerned about overly processed foods, concerned about their diet, I mean, it even came recently in the political spectrum, you know, with RFK Jr. talking about Make America Healthy Again, which I thought was an incredibly smart slogan. A lot of people are looking for simple solutions that can be very nutritious, and we see the wind in our sails. With more people looking for sauerkraut because it's so simple and so natural.
So let's talk about that then. The consumption trends that Flanagan Farms Fermented Food Holdings has seen, are consumers responding? We'll get to the flavor side of things in a minute, but have you seen an uptick on what I would consider to be a mature item in the food market?
You're absolutely right. So there is a mature item in the food aisle. If you go into your center aisle, your canned sauerkraut, that has largely stagnated and even started to drop down. And we notice that the refrigerated stuff, our premium items, the jars that sell for $9, they were growing a lot. And as we started digging, we found out that the people with high income that could pay a lot of money for these artisanal flavors they weren't having a problem buying it. But the folks that have been traditionally buying that center out of sauerkraut, that were trying to find a more economically viable solution for them, could not afford it anymore. It's just a reflection of our economy today, where people are really getting squeezed because the day-to-day cost of living is so high. And that's how Flanagan Farms came about. We reinvented the brand to come in with a really good, fresh taste at an affordable price. It's $4.88 at Walmart today, nationwide. Right, it's going to be up in the Northeast as well. Here in Wisconsin, you can go to Walmart and you can find it. But it is delicious. It delivers basically on the same quality as that artisanal kraut, and a really good flavor. It comes from local farms in Wisconsin. It is fermented on the same day that it's harvested. It's incredibly fresh, incredibly crunchy. And it's doing fantastic. It's the number one sauerkraut at Walmart today. So in terms of how fast it's going off the shelves, we just are struggling to keep it stocked. Walmart's very happy with it. We're very happy with it. And the good thing is, for every time you buy, so if you buy it at Walmart, 1% of the revenue that we generate, not the margin, not the bottom line, the revenue that we generate, goes for the Food Plus Farm Exploration Center here in Wisconsin that is helping educate kids about the local farming communities in Wisconsin.
Yeah, right there in Plover. That's excellent. Now, you mentioned the flavors helping to elevate people's sense of kraut. You're not letting it stagnate. It's not only packaging, where it's located in the store. George, these flavors are interesting. The classic is always there, thank goodness. Yep. But tell me a little bit about how you developed the other four flavors I'm looking at. Kimchi makes sense. Dill, garlic, beet. That one is intriguing to me.
That is my favorite, by the way. The beet and ginger is surprising. It's refreshing. It has that sharpness on the of the ginger and the color of the beet, and the fact that the beet is also a superfood. So the flavors would be very welcomed. The classic is the number one seller, as most people are familiar with it. Most people are looking for the product. The second highest seller is kimchi, and we're seeing kimchi on fire. Our company also makes other kimchi. We make a kimchi called Wild Brine. You can find that in natural food stores. Mostly you can find that at Target as well. So we saw this, and it's growing 30% every year. Like, you know, we should do a kimchi as well that can sell for that same $4.88 price. I think it's going to do really well. It's also doing really well. That's also at Walmart. Now, the beet flavor for me is my personal favorite. It is going up in the Northeast into the Hannaford market, and we expect great things from it. Generally, what people are looking for is something that is a little less boring, and it's because of the way people are using this sauerkraut today. Traditionally, we put that on top of a brat, on top of your hot dog, or you can put a little bacon and heat it up. But that's the traditional way that people normally eat it. Now, people are eating these things as a salad topping. They're eating it as a dressing, basically, or even as a side to meat. So you get some pork chops, you can get some chicken breast on your plate, and you just have your big portion of sauerkraut on the side. And that's where the flavors come in. That beet and ginger, it goes fantastic with poultry, for example.
Ah, for a kid that grew up not too far from that Bear Creek factory, George, it's wonderful to see the new evolution of sauerkraut. George Azevedo, CEO of Fermented Food Holdings and Flanagan Farms. New flavors of sauerkraut, as well as the classic, finding new consumers today. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Local news and timeless skits. WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. 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 WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
WRJN. WRJN. WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
And on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's still out there. I mean, there's snow in what we call the front range of the Rockies. That's eastern Colorado, northeast New Mexico. And they're still talking about some 1 or 2 inches of snow falling per hour. And there could be some 1 foot and better amounts to talk about yet later today and tomorrow.
Wow. Yikes. Well, like I said, they can keep it. Not so bad today. More sun on the way.
More sun for us. Yeah, you look at weather radar, you see that snow in eastern Colorado, the rain in western Kansas, but there's nothing in our part of the Midwest. In fact, a little high pressure system holding on will keep some sunshine and make for a very fine day. A little weak cool front trying to drop in from the north, and I expect that the heart of that snow system in eastern Colorado to try and push a bit northeast. That's where rain becomes our chance as we make our way through Saturday, overnight or into Sunday. Not going to amount to much, but there will be a little rain this weekend. Temperatures staying above normal. I'll have forecast details right after this.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like 3 distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good. Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/no pests.
All righty, Stu, give me that forecast, buddy.
All right, a nice sunny Friday. We haven't had one for a little bit. Sounds great. Winds out of the west will become north through the day, about 5 to 15. Very upper 40s in northwest Wisconsin, mid and upper 50s further south. Partly cloudy skies. They build in a bit overnight. We still hold in the 30s with the northeast winds at 5. Tomorrow, call it more partly sunny, even mostly cloudy in the west. Some rain. That possibility first in far southwest Wisconsin, spreading east in the day, up into the upper 40s in the north to the low 50s elsewhere. And the rain lingers into Sunday, Pam, mostly cloudy and a lot of mid or low 50s, if you will. South winds becoming west. Rainfall-wise, I think we're talking maybe a couple of tenths of an inch. Could be a quarter inch or more in west-central Wisconsin, and that should be about the most we talk about.
All right. Well, we will see what our rainfall reporters provide for us. Good deal. All right, Stu, have a good weekend, buddy. We'll catch up with you next week.
You bet. We'll see you Monday.
All righty. Stu Muck, ag meteorologist with the Compure Financial ag weather details you're looking for. Compure Financial, your financial partner, be it agriculture or that rural lifestyle you're looking for. Find details at compure.com. On the way, a farm in Washington County that's been in the family for 150 years and also scams to watch out for during the holidays.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. 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 WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. 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 WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
And on the Civic Media app.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Israel sending planes to Amsterdam to fly fans home after what police say were attacks by pro-Palestinian fans after a soccer match. Reporter Lauren Kamato.
Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof said this morning that he had been following the news from Amsterdam with horror and that anti-Semitic attacks on Israelis are completely unacceptable.
President-elect Donald Trump's chosen late NFL great Pat Summerall's daughter for a top spot in his administration. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The transition team announced that Trump's 2024 campaign manager, Susie Wiles, will be named White House Chief of Staff. Wiles would be the first woman ever to hold that position.
Crews battling a massive wildfire north of L.A. are expected to get an assist from the weather today. Ventura County Fire Chief Dustin Gardner.
While the wind dies down, we'll take full advantage of the weather, we'll take full advantage of the lower temperatures, and we'll continue to put as much fire as we can out.
Flames damaged or destroyed nearly 200 homes. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
UW Women's Volleyball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Women's Volleyball team in Madison at the Fieldhouse against the Iowa Hawkeyes. The Badgers in third place in the Big Ten. College basketball, the Badgers men's team with a 79-67 win over Montana State. Head coach Greg Gard says the Badgers' next game is against the Appalachian State Mountaineers Sunday morning at 11.
Quick turnaround here for App State coming in on Sunday. Another good team. different than what we've seen maybe for the last couple games, but a little bigger.
NBA, the Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz. Andre Jackson Jr. getting his first start, helping out on defense, Damian Lillard.
I thought he had a great game. Disruptor, energy, that's just the kind of player he is, and I think, you know, they felt his presence out there tonight.
The Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. only playing 8 minutes before dropping out in the first half.
Back spasms, yeah. I saw him running down the floor in the second quarter, and I turned and said, he's not running normal. I saw that.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Clouds increasing in the afternoon, 55. And then rain tomorrow night into Sunday. Rain will end by Sunday afternoon with a high on Sunday near 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. State and federal election officials term most problems encountered in the November 5th presidential election as routine, with quickly discredited bomb threats and ballot shortages among the worst issues of the day. The hoax bomb threats, which the FBI quickly traced to a Russian domain, briefly affected some precincts in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Most locations were operational in less than an hour. In Fulton County, Georgia, 32 precincts received threats, according to the Associated Press. In Cumbria County, Pennsylvania, a ballot printing issue prevented reading by the optical scanners, according to the New York Post. Working ballots arrived by 1:15 and were used for the remainder of the day. Polling hours were extended due to the problem. In Boston, WBUR reports that the Massachusetts Secretary of State is investigating ballot shortages in 5 to 10 precincts. The state had provided adequate ballots, but apparently city election officials didn't distribute all that was allocated to the precincts and didn't answer the phone when the calls came in for more. In Milwaukee, access panels to power and USB ports on some optical ballot readers were unsecured when over 30,000 of the over 106,000 absentee ballots were tabulated, according to VoteBeat. The panels were secured, the machines reset, and the affected ballots were rerun. We've linked to the local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
WRJN. Yeah! WRJN. WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning, and you're home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
And on the Civic Media app.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
WRJN. Yeah! WRJN. WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning, and you're home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
And on the Civic Media app.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
He might be in the best shape that he's been physically, at least since back in week one. And again, let's let this thing play out. I remember, Evo, we were doing this last year at this point in time, and Green Bay was 3-6, and everybody was talking about moving on and where, you know, do they need to use a first round pick on a quarterback? Obviously, you're not going to re-sign Jordan Love because the passer rating wasn't all that high, Evo, and he, you know, and then he put together a second half that was something that, you know, Rodgers and Favre would have killed for. I mean, he was all world in the second half when they went 6-2, and he threw 23 touchdowns and one pick over the last really 9.5 games. It was absolutely remarkable. So let's see how this whole thing plays out. Like I mentioned to you the other day, I think these are very common hiccups with a guy in his second year as a starter at quarterback. He's more comfortable in the system, more comfortable in the offense.
Scams, fraud, porch pirates, it's all become a part of our daily life, regardless of what season we're in. But boy, when we get to the holidays, it all gets amped up, doesn't it? Welcome back, everybody. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report, and I'm going to be visiting with Jim Flaherty from AARP of Wisconsin. It is really difficult these days to protect yourselves from so many ways people are trying to attack you and your pocketbook. We'll find out a little bit more about that in moments. And stand by. We're also doing some follow-up to election results. And now, what does the voice of agriculture look like at the state capitol? So today is the 8th day of November. What can I tell you? On this day in 1972, Home Box Office was launched. Now we call it HBO, the first premium TV channel, and now the oldest paid TV channel in the U.S. Started on this day back in 1972. Happy birthday today to, you know him as the chef, Chef Gordon Ramsay, turns 58. And now you know. Well, we want to continue to emphasize the century and sesquicentennial stories all across the state where farm families have held on to their farms, their homes, for 100 or 150 plus years. Charity Seebecker has a 150-year celebrant in Washington County.
For over a century and a half, one family in Washington County has nurtured the land and preserved its agricultural roots. What started as a small homestead has grown into a thriving farm that blends tradition with modern-day celebration. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and the Meyer family's legacy is a testament to resilience, community, and the enduring spirit of farming. Shelley and Ike Meyer and their daughter, Cassie Strupp, share a glimpse into their journey.
It's been in our family from the very beginning. It was founded or homesteaded back in 1853, and since the family cleared the land, it stayed through the family through generations, and it was my great aunt who passed it down then to my dad, and we've continued it in agriculture, and it's even been a events barn where we do a lot of agritourism as well as celebrate a lot of life events.
And so what was the original farmstead like?
This is Shelley. Actually, the original homestead was just over 50 acres. It was settled on the corner of what is now the town of Polk and the village of Richfield. It originally was a wheat farm, and then later on, at about the turn of the century, it predominantly grew as a dairy farm. There was seven girls and one boy, and true to the German heritage, the women milked the cows, so it was a very large. It was built onto several times, the barn, to be able to house a growing herd.
And what were some of those first years on the farm like? What stories are we passed down of the Great Depression, wars, or anything that they had to experience that helped to get it to where it is today?
Well, our grandkids represent the eighth generation there. So through the generations, it's seen things like the Civil War and a lot of different things. It's seen their cousins go off to war. It has seen illnesses. It's seen many marriages. The early generations were married in the house, and then later in the church, that's just a mile north on our other farm. So it's seen many celebrations, but through thrashing crews and neighbors working together, that hand-hewed barn has stood for 171 years.
What is the farm today?
This is Cassie. So again, today we do a lot of celebration of events, but we actually several years had the Amish come through and help us restore it. It was really important to us that the barn stood for another 150 years, of which in the basement or in the ground floor, we found that the wood floor was actually under the horse stalls. So it wasn't your traditional planks. It was actually tree stumps. that were dug into the ground to really encourage. And I mean, horses were the most important part, so it really stood true there where they had the most impactful and sturdy floor underneath them. That was a really neat thing to find.
This is Shelley. The new life of the barn is to really celebrate agriculture. Agritourism is what we're mostly about, and that is to help connect our urbanites, our neighbors that surround us, with where their food comes from. So from the farm ultimately to their fork, we do farm to table dinners and then celebrate a lot of life events. We believe it's important that we also host a number of community fundraisers and work with youth groups.
And what were some of your favorite memories of growing up on the farm then, Ike?
I'd go over there with my Uncle Henry, and I got my wood for my first 4-H projects over there. The windmill used to operate yet when I was young. We restored it, but it no longer is actually a windmill anymore, of active pumping water. But there was a cream separator downstairs in the barn, yet the stalls. It also has a silo in the barn, one of the very few left in the whole area anymore.
Being a next generation, maybe your experience has changed, Cassie, that for your favorite memories.
I've always had a lot of fun memories with my Aunt Marge, who's actually a professional clown, so just having the fun things around the house or finding the figurines within her house, it was always been charming and fun. And today it's neat to see my kids run around, and they love the barn, they like to play in it, but then down to the pond below at the lower part of the acreage there, they love to go through the fields and things and just explore wildlife. So watching them and have them pique their curiosity and just all things around the barn.
Shelley and Ike Meyer and their daughter Cassie Strip sharing the story of their family farm in Washington County. They are just one of the many century and sesquicentennial farms that were recognized this year at the Wisconsin State Fair. You can listen to more of these stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. These stories are brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like 3 distinct modes of action against above-ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Welcome back on a Friday morning. Hey, a story that you'll be able to see more on at MidwestFarmReport.com is about how Wisconsin looks after the election here for state capital representation and agriculture. Travis Trannell from Southwest Wisconsin had been our Assembly Ag Committee chair. He did succeed in his assembly bid, but he said definitely the voice of agriculture has changed as far as state leadership is concerned.
We did lose some strong rural Wisconsin advocates, and that's a tough pill to swallow. We actually lost the chair of the Ag Committee in the Senate, Joan Ballwig. I had the pleasure of serving with her for a number of sessions in the Assembly before she moved on to the Senate. And so we lost some good members, but like I said, we retained some great members, Tim, and then we got some new members, too. Duke Tucker in Western Wisconsin is going to be coming into the Assembly, has an ag background and understands agriculture.
State Representative Travis Trannell from Southwest Wisconsin, chair of the Assembly Agriculture Committee, successful in his reelection bid. But like you said, Wisconsin agriculture's representation definitely going to look different. Stephanie Hoff will have more up at Midwest Farm Report on that later this morning. In overnight electronic trade, kind of quiet as far as our commodities and even Wall Street for that matter. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 8 right now. December corn is unchanged at 428. March corn unchanged at at 441. January soybeans are down 6 at 1020. November next year beans are down 6, 1043. December wheat's unchanged at 571. July new crop down 3, 602. Barrel cheese yesterday dropped a penny to 180. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged at 175. Double A butter on Thursday dropped a penny and a quarter to 266 and a quarter per pound. Right now, the December Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 21 cents at 1944. January up 9 cents at 1938 a hundredweight. Up next, the holiday season is upon us, and scammers, fraudsters, and porch pirates are right along with it. Stand by for details on protecting yourself.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
WRJN. WRJN. WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning, and you're home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
And on the Civic Media app.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
WRJN. WRJN.
WRJN. Don Rosen in the morning, and you're home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
And on the Civic Media app.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
...complicated to try to efficiently get those gifts, those special items, to your home, to other people's homes, and it starts long before the holidays really kick in. Let's start with package delivery. There are scams all over out there, and even for savvy shoppers, you really need to be paying attention to some details, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely, you do. And the more shopping that folks do online, the more chance there is for fraud to occur. So I'm not saying don't shop online. All of us do. But there are some precautions you need to take. The first one I want to talk about real quickly is package delivery scams. These are scams that start with a text on your phone that says your package is on hold and can't be delivered because there's an issue. They claim to be from the Postal Service or UPS or FedEx, and they include a link to a website. Once you go to that website, you'll be asked to verify your personal information or pay postage or a delivery fee.
That just makes my heart stop, because I know that there's so many people that are so busy, so distracted, they'll click. And boy, then all of a sudden you become very, very vulnerable in a lot of different ways. How should we handle that then, Jim?
Yeah, there's an easy way. First of all, be on the alert for that. You get that strange text. Be aware of it. Never click links or call phone numbers from random text messages. If you think there's an issue with a package you've ordered, go directly to that retailer's website or call them directly and check for yourself. Chances are it's probably a scam if it's a random text.
Yeah, and you do not want to have some kind of software inflicted on your phone or your laptop, whatever the case may be. Again, Jim Flaherty along with us talking about scams to be on the lookout for, courtesy of AARP. The other thing that we see a lot of at this time of the year, Jim, people trying to get into our pocketbooks with end-of-the-year donations. Everybody looking for that tax receipt, but you need to be very, very savvy. Some of these charities employ all the heart-tugging pictures and all the best cause names in the world. What can we do to watch out for fake charity scams? What are they?
Yeah, no, that's an excellent question. You know, and people are in a generous giving mood at the end of the year. And like you say, they're looking for tax deductions. They're in a charitable mood. They're generous. They're giving gifts. But it's also, you know, the scammers are well aware of this. So telling the difference between a real charity and a con can be a challenge. You know, legitimate charities do make a push at the end of the year for last-minute donations. They do. But scammers know this, and they make their own push to line their pockets with your hard-earned cash.
There are places, though, that we can trust to kind of vet those out, though, aren't there?
That's right. Yeah, you research these charities. I'm going to give you three websites. There's something called give.org, G-I-V.org. Then there's one called charitynavigator.org, just like it sounds, charitynavigator, all one word, .org. And then there's something called charitywatch.org, so charitywatch, all one word, .org. You know, these sites can help you make sure that something is legit. And you can also find out what percentage of donations are actually used to serve a charity's mission. So just be really, really careful when you make these charitable donations over the holidays.
Yeah, again, we're happy to be joined by Jim Flaherty with AARP of Wisconsin. And you'll find great resources, great information about these holiday scams, these identity protection mechanisms on their website, aarp.org. Now, there's another phrase that we're going to hear a lot of these days, porch pirates, Jim. Now, for many of us, we have become far too familiar with porch pirates and watching videos. Tell people what porch pirates really are.
Yeah, and this goes back to the shopping online thing. You know, more and more of us are doing it. And then, of course, we order something, and it's going to be delivered, but we're not home. But we're at work, and our spouse is at work. Our kids are in school. So we've all seen the videos on the news. Every one of us has seen those where the criminals come right up to the store, and they steal a package right off the front doorsteps, often during broad daylight. We call these porch pirates. Avoiding this is very easy. You just make sure that the packages can be held by the shipper in a nearby location, maybe a neighbor, or placed in a secure location on your property, or delivered to a UPS or Amazon drop box. Just make sure you don't just leave very valuable packages sitting on your doorstep, all day long while you're at work.
Well, let's face it, they don't even have to be valuable, folks. If it's eye candy to a criminal, they're just going to come up there and grab it no matter what it is. Now, the other thing that we fall in the habit of during the holidays, Jim, gift cards. Now, this is another one that surprised me how easily criminals can actually play schemes on gift cards, even in the store racks. Is this correct?
People fall victim to this one. If you see gift cards in the aisle at a store, don't buy them from the aisle. Buy them from the cashier behind the counter. What the scammers will do is see those in the aisle, use their phone, and they'll take a picture of the number on the back. And then they'll wait until that gift card is activated, and then they've got the number, and they can start drawing down off the gift card. So buy the gift card directly from the person behind the counter. When you get it, check the balance, and use the gift card sooner rather than later. Another thing to be on the lookout for, scammers prefer gift cards sometimes for a form of payment from their victims. If anyone asks you to pay with a prepaid gift card, cut off the communication. That is a scam.
Yeah, that just, like I said, this just breaks my heart thinking about people that fall victim to these things. You know, the other one that we want to talk about just briefly, because I'm afraid there's certain demographics that get targeted here, Jim, utility turnoff scams. If there's anything that will make a person alarmed quickly, it's threatening to turn off their water or their heat in the winter. What's going on with this?
That is exactly right. The scammers are playing off people's fear that they're going to be freezing in their own homes. So the scammers will impersonate utility companies, and they'll threaten to cut off your service if payment isn't made immediately. They create a sense of urgency so that you'll pay right away. There'll be an alleged past due balance, and you'll pay it right away. So here's the deal. If you get a surprise call from someone claiming to be from a utility company, hang up and call your actual utility company and find out if you have a problem with your account. Listen to this very closely. No company will seek immediate payment, and utilities in Wisconsin are not allowed to shut off service between November and March. So you have that knowledge going in. You can go to a website for all of these holiday scams. It's called aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork, just like it sounds. aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork, all one word. They'll have these scams and many others that are happening over the holidays.
That's why I love talking to them, folks. Jim Flaherty joining us today from AARP of Wisconsin. These criminals are everywhere. Fight against them by going to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. A valuable service provided by our friends at AARP of Wisconsin. Join today.
He's the mid.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
WRJN. WRJN.
A former military lawyer is enjoying his life now as a farmer. You'll meet him today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back to back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Bill Rogers is quick to suggest that farming could be a good option for those looking for a new career after military service.
There was always a call for me to get back to the land. And really the power for me is I was looking for something when my military career ended that brought me peace and serenity and purpose. And I would encourage any veteran or anybody who's looking for those things to really consider farming, because it does bring you just wonderful meaning and purpose, and it's just a release from everything else you do in life.
Roger served in the Air Force and the National Guard as a member of the Judge Advocate General's Corps. In other words, he was a military lawyer. He and his wife now farm in the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia. While farming became his calling post-military, he says it's a career path one must consider carefully.
What risk are we willing to accept? And I think that's a big part of farming that new farmers or even experienced farmers overlook. Going into it, you have to be smart. And it doesn't mean you have to be brilliant smart. You just got to be smart about what you do. You got to know what you're getting into. And I would say the first thing is you got to decide what you have a passion for, because so many people spend their entire lives becoming something they don't want to be.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning, and you're home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
And on the Civic Media app.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
WRJN. WRJN. WRJN.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS.